Near the train tracks at the edge of Vandalia, there's a weathered two-story brick building. Plywood covers some of the windows and paint peels off the wooden front entry. This is the Lincoln School, or what was once the Lincoln School, that closed more than 50 years ago.
For the last few years, it's been the junkyard.
That's Jesse Salmon, the president of Concerned Citizens to Save Lincoln School. Like many of the group's members, Salmon was a student here, the valedictorian of his eighth grade class. He takes the padlock off the front door and steps inside. The smell of dust and aged wood hangs in the air. It's like breathing in the place's history.
Now, this is the auditorium here.
The school was built in 1928 and remained in operation until integration in 1955. It was Vandalia's only black school, serving grades 1 through 8 for most of its time. Concerned Citizens was able to get Lincoln School listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1996. But by the time the group had purchased the building, Lincoln School had spent more than 40 years as excess storage space. Art Weiser remembers when the school's auditorium held more than just old truck motors.
We used to have a play for Christmas time, and we have a play for closing school. And this was room two here, and room one, both had a play. And they'd be on different nights. And when they had play, this place here would be full.
And Lincoln School hosted more than just school plays in its time. The auditorium hosted community events, graduation ceremonies, boxing matches, social gatherings, even the famed Wings Over Jordan Choir from Chicago. Lillian Johnson remembers anything that was too big for either of the two black churches in town happened here at Lincoln School.
Black America had to have an activity, almost had to be here, because this was a black school. We couldn't have it anywhere else.
And there's the paradox of this place. Lincoln School is a place of community, but also a place of exclusion. It's a window to another time, when life in Vandalia was much different. Inez McPike and her brother, Dolly Leo Salmon, remember going to have a good time down on Main Street.
An ice cream parlor. Yeah. We would sit in the park. Get the ice cream, we sit in the park. Had a lot of fun.
Even though we couldn't stay in there and eat, like I said, we had love in her. We were getting going outside. We knew that's where they were going to send us. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just understood.
Today, the ice cream parlors and Five and Dimes in Vandalia have gone the way of legalized segregation. That's why Concerned Citizens wants to revive Lincoln School's legacy as a place where the community can gather. Jesse Salmon says right now, Vandalia doesn't have a good place to come together.
This could be a drawing card for Vandalia, because right now, Vandalia is dying.
Salmon says Lincoln School could be a place where the town could host weddings, class reunions, bands, maybe even the Stage Actors Club. Despite its legacy as a place of exclusion, a place of segregation, members of Concerned Citizens say this is all about community.
You're going to give it back after segregation all those years?
Yes, because we got love in our heart. We don't hold no grudges or nothing. We want everybody to share in what we would like to accomplish.
You don't look at this place and see segregation. I mean, what do you see when you look at this place?
When I look at that place, I do see segregation. But I see that's my start, and I appreciate it because I got a start in education. I came up during that time, so I just accepted it. Now, if I came up this time, I wouldn't accept it.
The dressing room can be here.
The group still has a long way to go to make the school what it was. They say renovations will cost about $500,000, and they still haven't paid off the building's $37,000 purchase price. They hold monthly dinners to pay the mortgage and take care of some of the deferred maintenance. They've received a few large donations and applied unsuccessfully for some grants. They hope someone might be able to donate time to complete the renovations. But as group member James Stapleton explains, the group has received community support, but cannot really count on the help of many former students.
It's a lot of older folks that went to school here. They're crippled. They don't want to come out. They're older and everything. So we're the youngest ones here now, and we all pass 65.
They admit they've gotten a late start on saving the school they once attended and still call their own. But members of Concerned Citizens to Save Lincoln School say the education they received here means a lot to them. Dolly Leo Salmon.
We struggled through snow and mud to try to get an education, and I don't